This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A senior U.S. State Department official on Saturday accused Iran of reneging on the compromises it made in the last round of talks to revive the 2015 nuclear agreement and making more demands in its most recent proposals. The official added that the U.S. remains committed to the talks in Vienna, but said that Iranian negotiators are going to have to change the posture that they take. The State Department's official's assessment of the negotiations came one day after talks aimed at reviving the nuclear deal were paused until next week. Officials from the United States and Europe say Iran is the reason the talks haven't made progress. On Friday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Iran does not seem to be serious about returning to practices compliant with the agreement. Officials from Britain, France, and Germany who are mediating the talks also expressed frustration, saying Iran has backtracked on diplomatic progress made earlier. Iran says its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes only, but the International Atomic Energy Agency this week confirmed that Iran has begun enriching uranium up to 20% purity. That's a short step away from weapons-grade levels and far beyond the limits set by the 2015 deal. Presidents Joe Biden and Vladimir Putin will speak in a video call Tuesday, according to both the White House and the Kremlin, as tensions between the United States and Russia escalate over a Russian troop buildup on the Ukrainian border. It's seen as a sign of a potential invasion. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Saturday that Biden will press U.S. concerns about Russian military activities on the border and reaffirm the United States' support for the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine. This is VOA News. The death toll following the eruption of the highest volcano on Indonesia's most densely populated island of Java has risen to 13, with seven people still missing, according to officials, and rain continues to pound the region and hamper search efforts. An official with the country's search and rescue agency told the news channel Metro TV that evacuations have been suspended due to poor conditions, so-called hot clouds caused by the eruption. Mount Semeru erupted suddenly on Saturday, spewing thick columns of ash more than 12,000 meters into the sky and sending lava flowing down its slopes. Several villages were blanketed with falling ash. The head of Indonesia's geology agency says the eruption was caused by a thunderstorm and days of rain, which had eroded and finally collapsed the lava dome. The United States on Saturday led a group of Western nations and allies in condemnation of the Taliban in Afghanistan over the summary killings of former members of the Afghan security forces and demanded quick investigations. Early this week, Human Rights Watch released a report that it says documents the summary execution or enforced disappearance of 47 members of the Afghan National Security Forces, other military personnel, police and intelligence agents from mid-August through October. The group includes the United States, the European Union, Australia, Britain, and Japan, as well as some individual European nations. Canada and New Zealand are also among the signatories. Washington held talks with Taliban officials earlier this week. It urged the hardline Islamist group to provide access to education for women and girls across the country. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Saturday that the Pentagon intends to work better with private industry to develop high-tech systems and to strengthen relations with allies in the Indo-Pacific region in order to maintain a competitive edge over China. Speaking at the Reagan National Defense Forum in California, Austin said recent military activity and aggressive moves by China in the region, including the near the self-ruled island of Taiwan, are disturbing. His speech comes as the United States struggles to counter China's growing military and economic power and its advancements in space, cyber, and nuclear capabilities. Rio de Janeiro has canceled its New Year's Eve party due to renewed COVID-19 fears. The mayor of Rio announced the decision on social media on Saturday. Other Brazilian cities, including Sao Paulo and Salvador, have also canceled their New Year's Eve celebrations. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton.